Never ever done before. I'm writing a curriculum. I'm writing a curriculum for the morning and I'm writing a curriculum for the night. Two different curriculums. In other words, as you can see, these are excerpts, shtikalach. And it'll either be terrific or terrible, and you're my guinea pigs. It'll either work or it won't work, basically. So in the short term, at least, instead of just taking out a maimed, I've been teaching, I taught last year, Samach Aleph, and the year before that I taught Samach to Samach, and the year before that I taught Tafresh Samach. It was overwhelming to a lot of people, and this is the plan. I'm going to try. It's very difficult for me to do, and these are ideas that I've developed, of course, in my mind for a very long time, but as you see, I'm giving you copies. All year long you're going to be getting copies. I'm going to try and stay a couple of days ahead of you. And hopefully I'm going to create something which will be meaningful. You'll understand what's going on. You'll understand why you're learning it as opposed to just learn about Ein Sof. The night curriculum is going to be more avodadik. The morning curriculum is going to be more haskaladik. In other words, the night curriculum we're going to be talking about Jews, and the morning curriculum we're talking about God. That's the simplest way for me to describe what I'm envisaging, what I'm planning to do, what I'm trying to do. I've never done this before. I'm writing a curriculum. I want to see if this could work. I'm hoping it's going to work. You're going to learn what I hand you, and then I'm going to give you a shiur. There's going to be a shiur every single day. This shiur will be approximately a half hour, not longer. I'm not going to give you a long, long shiur like I've done in the past. So if you come on time, you'll have about an hour to learn or 45 minutes to learn, and then there'll be a short shiur every single day. I would love feedback. I would love to hear from you how you feel about what I'm trying to do, whether you like it or you don't like it, if you have suggestions, if you have criticisms. I would really love to hear from you, not just for your sake, but for my sake as well.
Does it work that you're going through Sichos and Madmar and all these different things, and all three different, or for example, this is made up of how many things?
The sheet that you have in front of you is 1, 2, 3. The fourth one is really not a text that we're going to learn. 5, 6. Six texts.
They're all from the Rebbe,
No, they're from different Rabbeim, and it's designed by topic. Okay, the topic that we're learning is what is Chassidus. That's our topic. Okay, so on the very first page, you see that the Rebbe and the Friedrich Rebbe answers the question, "What is Chassidus?" And the direction that we're going to go in, and there's a lot of different directions in which we can go. The direction that we're going to go in this series, at least the way I initially, in the beginning of it, is that we are going to argue that Chassidus, these are my words now, but I believe that they're true, changed the center of gravity of Yiddishkeit. Chassidus fundamentally redefined what's the essence of Yiddishkeit. Until Chassidus, the essence of Yiddishkeit was Torah Mitzvahs. After Chassidus, the essence of Yiddishkeit is... anybody? Is a Yid. Until Chassidus, Judaism made you a Jew. After Chassidus, because you're a Jew, you do Judaism, but your first and foremost definition is that you're a Yid. And that's deeper and higher and more important than Yiddishkeit itself. And this is the so to speak, the idea that we wish to propose. We're going to, of course, go on to many other things. We're not going to spend all year on that one idea. We're going to develop what that means, that a Yid is more important than Yiddishkeit. Even in this stack, I bring at the end, Siches, a Maimer and a Siche, which explain what it means that a Yid is higher than Yiddishkeit. And we're going to move on to other things. We're going to talk about Avodah, we're going to talk about Tefillah, Mitzvahs, Torah. These are all ideas that I'm compiling. So, can we start? Yeah? Okay, so the first reading is a Sikha from the Friedrich Rebbe. It's originally in Yiddish, and the Yiddish is probably a lot better than the Hebrew, so maybe one day I'll fix it, but in the meantime, what you have is the Hebrew. So I'm going to read. Kvar neida, it is known, Shabavedes ha'lekis, yesh nashita gedelum u'ubada, that in serving the Eibishter, there is a shita which is great and very well developed. Shalei rak ha'medrish v'limud ha'teira hu ha'ikir, the most important thing is not learning, but tefillah, action, and serving Hashem with your heart are iker. A person who says, "I only want to learn Torah," and mitzvahs are sort of ancillary or tangential or bederech agav, gam teira amitis ein lei, a person doesn't have true teira either. Okay? Amitis a teira, the truth of teira is, hi a teira shahalemdo, is when one learns teira yidei, he knows, shezeu chachmas ha'ir teini is barach, and the teira that he's learning is the wisdom and will of HaKadosh Baruch. Shekach gozer chachmas ha'yin, to the Eibishter once, b'im yitin Reuven kach v'shim and kach, if Reuven says this and Shimon says this, yipsak halacha kach v'kach, the halacha is going to be in this way. V'aleimah da teira, one who learns teira, lehizdabek b'gedushas ha'halacha or b'gedushas ha'asias, attach himself to the holiness of the halacha and the holiness of the asias, u'besichle, and in his mind, yakif as devar Hashem, who will hold Hashem, u'bemelegam sichle mukum devar Hashem, and as a consequence, Hashem is also holding him, u'mizachad ha'ed ein seif baruch, who becomes one with the ein seif, shabbat teira, which is in teira. What did I just say in the last three paragraphs? In the last three paragraphs, I said that the essence of Yiddishkeit is Hashem. That when a Yid learns Torah, right? What is Torah? Torah is Chochmah. Torah is intellect. Torah is smart. Torah is scholarly. When a person learns Torah, he knows stuff. He understands stuff. He's intelligent. But Chassidus argues that all the smarts of Torah are nothing in comparison to the God in Torah. Inside the Torah, there's Hashem. And when you learn Torah, as a chassid, you're very concerned not to allow your understanding to take away from the fact that the Torah is the Eibishter. When you in chassidus, elikus is everything, bittel is everything. So when you're learning Torah, you want to hear the Eibishter in your Torah, not just the Torah in your Torah. Okay, u'kidei sha'adim iskara b'meichi ha'gashmi al-kedish p'nimer, for a Jew to come close to this holiness, hare zeh al-yadei avedah shev'lev zu tefillah. If I'm learning Torah to be an intellectual, or I need as a brain. But if I am learning Torah, so that in my learning Torah, I should hear not just the ideas of the Eibishter, but the Eibishter himself. So I have to do something to sensitize myself, to edelize myself to the Elokus, which is in the Torah. This is why you have to daven. When you daven, you think about the greatness of the Eibishter, to think about and try to create a vision, a visualization of the Eibishter. In the entire life of a person, the creations, and all the various different branches within each class, through different causes, the various different happenings, the Baal Shem Tov finds God in absolutely everything. Right? The Baal Shem Tov finds God in absolutely everything. There is nothing, whether you're a mineral or a plant or an animal or a person. And the four elements, which are the basis for should not point with its finger and identify the Eibishter. Let me put it in different words, okay? A simple insight. According to Chassidus, what is the neshama of the physical reality? According to Chassidus, what is the neshama of the whole physical reality? You look at the whole world, where is the Eibishter? Huh? Fine, but how do you identify it? How do you identify in the world that everything is the Eibishter? So there's two answers. Fair enough, good answer, correct answer. The first answer is Hashgacha Pratis. The Baal Shem Tov believes that there's perfect hashgacha. Everything that happens, the Eibishter does. There's nothing in the world at all that's random. The second idea is that his havas b'chol rega, the Eibishter creates the world from nothing into something every single second. The fact that the Eibishter creates the world from nothing into something every single second means that this very second, the Eibishter is making me exist. This very second, the Eibishter is making you exist. This very second, the Eibishter is making this bench exist. So the Baal Shem Tov sees God in everything. The Baal Shem Tov sees the Eibishter in everything. And that's really what Chassidus is. Top of page 50. Shitas Mareinu HaBaal Shem Tov Hiteira Achas. The Shita, the teaching of the Baal Shem Tov is one Teira, B'shtei Nuschois, that can be said in two different ways. Aleph, Elokusu HaKel, Getlechkeit is Alts, Godliness is everything. Beis, HaKelu Elokus, Alts is Elokus. Two different statements, exactly the same words. Godliness is everything, and everything is godliness. In other words, if you needed to put in a sentence, can you say in a few words what is chassidus? Yes, you can say it in a few words. There's a lot of different ways of saying it. But the essence of chassidus is that everything is the Eibishter, period. There's nothing outside of the Eibishter. Everything is the Eibishter. This is the shita of Baal Shem Tov. And it's a radical shita. Why? Because that means that the Eibishter has to also be evil, that the Eibishter also has to be darkness, that the Eibishter has to also be sin. And chassidus has to deal with these questions. But this is the simple fact. If you needed to say chassidus in a sentence, what is the sentence that would underscore what chassidus is? The answer is, chassidus teaches us that everything is God and God is everything. Finished. Beside for the Eibishter, there's nothing. The truth of me, you, everything is the Eibishter himself. And we continue to read. V'al yaseid zeh, on this foundation, that there's nothing besides for the Eibishter, everything is the Eibishter, hoilchim v'seivivim kol unyoni ateinu mitzvahs. All of Yiddishkeit, all Teirin, all mitzvahs, are pointing in one direction. Find the Eibishter everywhere. That's what it comes down to. Chassidus is saying the Eibishter is in everything. Every Torah, every word of Torah, every detail of mitzvah, every minig Yisrael, every aspect of kol ma'asecha yi l'shem shamayim. And b'chol drachecha de'eyu are leading to one point, to see the Eibishter in every aspect of your life. B'biyudim v'ezbeidim shenim, using all kinds of explanations, al pidarkei havonas teiras ha-chassidus, according to the ways of understanding chassidus, b'chol chai ha'olam, the entire life of a person, al pnei ha'adamah, upon this earth. Okay, let's skip the next paragraph. Ubechein, therefore, b'chol aveidas ha'adam lamata, and everything that a person does in this world, who yochel lihis achid or lihis kasher, can unify himself and tie himself, but it ain't save baruch with the Eibishter. V'ama'achid, and what unifies a yid with the Eibishter is teira, like it says, it's teira adam, and mitzvahs, ramach mitzvah asei, v'shasa mitzvahs leisaseh, which correspond to the ramach evidim and the shasagidim. V'zeh kol ha'adam, this is the entire purpose of a person, asher tomid, that always kol yomei chayiv, all the days of his life, you shall sheles arucha, should be a long chain, shall avoid all poil toy from hard work, lisrachek men hageshem, to distance oneself from gashmias, uliskarev al aruchni, to bring himself closer to ruchnias, ade avede viyagia, through hard work, shema amelum egea nafshe, which makes us work with his neshama, limes bechemet, to be disgusted by the outside, velivcher betzura, and to choose what is inside. Okay? So what do we read on this page? The reason I put this page first is because of this statement. See, this is very, very, very simple. Godliness is everything, and everything is godliness. Period. Godliness is everything, and everything is godliness. Period. Okay? Now, let me give you a short hakdama. And the hakdama that I'm giving you, obviously, I didn't put it into the sheets, and it's probably good I didn't put it into the sheets, but I'm going to say this to you about peh. Okay? One of the mishalim for chassidus is that chassidus is compared to shemen. Chassidus is compared to oil. Why is chassidus compared to oil? There's three points. There's three reasons why chassidus is compared to oil. Point number one. Shemen mefapeya bekule. Oil penetrates everywhere. You take a book. You put a little oil on the cover, the stain is going to go through till the end of the book. Now this is not just a physical fact, it's a halachic fact. If you have tamadik shemen, the touch is a tohadik chale, and the shemen is only on this part of the chale, and the chale is very large, we say since that oil will eventually make a stain from one end of the chale to the other end of the whole chale is already tameh based on the fact that the oil will get there. That's the type. Shemen mifapea bekule. The nature of oil is that whatever it touches, it goes through all the way. It's ingredient number one. Okay, what's ingredient number two? Shemen es safak b'mashkin. Oil mixes with no fluid. It doesn't mix with anything. Which is exactly the opposite of the first point. The first point is that shemen is mafapeya, oil bores all the way through. The second point is that shemen es saf, oil always remains above. Because this is really true of chassidus. It's really true of chassidus, if you think about it. Chassidus reaches every Jew. No one has any idea what it is. Chassidus is very interesting. Chassidus makes so much sense. Chassidus works. Neshama works. Heart works. Chassidus works. But what Chassidus is remains forever a mystery. People are still trying to answer the question, what is Chassidus? Chassidus is over 280 years old. And the reason it's so hard to explain what Chassidus is, because even though Chassidus goes every place, like oil bores through everything, Chassidus mixes with nothing. It remains constantly removed. Those are two characteristics of Chassidus. It touches everything and everybody, and nobody has it. Then comes the third characteristic. The third characteristic is Chassidus is like oil. If you eat oil by itself, what bracha do you make? You can't really make a bracha. Why? It's disgusting. It's not food. It's not disgusting. Normal people don't eat fat by itself. At the same time, you eat fat with everything. Shemen, richness, is found in everything. Everything that you have has something that represents the richness of it. The nimshal is, chassidus is available in anything and everything that you use. But chassidus by itself is inedible. Chassidus without being mixed into another food is impossible to eat. So I'm going to repeat what I just said. I said three things. Number one, chassidus is mefa'apea bakule. Chassidus bores through everything. It takes through everything completely. Number two, chassidus is tough. It mixes with nothing. And both of these things are really true. If you'll think about chassidus, if you've ever observed chassidus in action, which is, you know, by a fabrengen, in a Beis Chabad, when you yourself have an inspiration of chassidus. Chassidus makes so much sense, and yet what chassidus is always elusive. And the third thing about chassidus is, there's no such thing as pure chassidus. There's no such thing. Any chassidus you're going to learn is going to be packaged. Any chassidus you're going to learn is going to be packaged using a different form. You know why? Because chassidus is one sentence. This one. Elakusu akel, akelu elakus. This is the whole chassidus. Composition over. The whole chassidus is one statement. God is everything and everything is God. Finished. That's it. You know, there is nothing in chassidus outside of that point. It's really true. The whole of chassidus can be said in one sentence. The problem is, if you say chassidus in one sentence, what do you know? You hear it. You hear the words. The words are interesting. But your brain has no capacity to actually wrap its mind around it, to understand what it means that everything is God, that everything is godliness and godliness is everything. You have to talk about everything. You can't just talk about God. You have to talk about the world. You have to talk about a person. You have to talk about Torah. You have to talk about mitzvahs. If you want to eat chassidus, you mix it into food. Chassidus by itself is like drinking oil. You mix chassidus with some other ingredient, and by mixing chassidus with some other ingredient, you have it. That's why my mother chassidus will bring Rashi. My mother chassidus will bring Pesukim. My mother chassidus will bring Gemaras. My mother chassidus will bring other Rishonim or Acharedim. Chassidus takes existing bodies of Torah, and using those bodies of Torah, it says, Elokus is Alfnas of Elokus. If you've ever learned chassidus, and I imagine you have, chassidus uses all kinds of language, form, words, to teach its message. The language and the form that chassidus uses isn't chassidus. It's chumash, it's gemara, which is basically medrash, it's musar, it's chakira, it's kabbalah. Because you could say the whole chassidus in a sentence, but when you say the whole chassidus in a sentence, you don't have what chassidus is, because you don't understand it. If you're going to understand chassidus, the only way you're going to understand chassidus is if chassidus is packaged in a form that it speaks to you as intelligent ideas. You understand what I just said? Is that clear?
When you say packaged, you mean you have to stick it into a certain categories and mindset?
A certain garment.
Okay, I'm asking you, what would you make that garment? What do you call that garment?
You can use many garments. You can use pshat, you can use remez, you can use drush, you can use seid, you can use different parts of Torah. You can use the world. Everything in the world can be a vehicle to teach chassidus. That's right, it's the mishalim. But Chassidus, without that body, you can't eat, just like you can't eat oil. Okay? Sphira, turn the page. Turn the page. Which leads you to this footnote that I wanted you to read. Okay? The bottom of page Vav, the footnote. The back of the first sheet. Re'eitei Shalom Reish Amid 172. This is a sikha from the Rebbe Rashab. Quote, the Welt meint as Chassidus is a beer of Kabbalah. People think that Chassidus is explaining Kabbalah. Why? Kabbalah speaks about Sfiris. Chassidus explains the Sfiris. Kabbalah speaks about worlds. Chassidus explains the worlds. Kabbalah speaks about different meditations, different kavanas, different yichudim. Chassidus explains the kavanas, explains the yichudim. Says the Rebbe Rashab, thus is a toss. It's not true. And the end of the sentence is, look at the next paragraph, Masha Masayim Shom, Kabbalah is a biur of Chassidus. Kabbalah is an explanation for Chassidus. Now, in this footnote, the Rebbe explains this in very holy words, very esoteric words, very abstract words. So if you got through this footnote and you understand it, I'm very proud of you. But the nekuda is this. You use Kabbalah to explain Chassidus. It, why? Because Kabbalah talks about form. Kabbalah talks about worlds. Kabbalah talks about spheres, spiritual worlds, spiritual spheres. When Chassidus uses Kabbalah, they're not interested in understanding what Kabbalah is saying. They're interested in using what Kabbalah is saying to teach Eined Mavadi, to teach Elikus is Alta and Alta is Elikus. It looks like the Maimon is explaining what it says in Kabbalah, but if you would learn it in Kabbalah and you would learn it in Chassidus, you would see that Kabbalah is trying to explain to you a world, a level. Chassidus is always trying to get you to understand what's behind that world, what's behind that level. And ultimately, what's behind that world and what's behind that level is the Eibishter himself. Okay? So what did we do tonight? The first thing we did tonight is we established you could say the whole of Chassidus in a sentence. Elikus is Alt is Elikus, period. That's the whole Chassidus. But if you simply make the statement Elikus is Alt is Elikus, you understand very little of a Chassidus because you can't eat that. So it's packaged. Just like you mix oil with all kinds of food, and when you eat the food, you have the oil also. Chassidus uses different forms to make its case, including Kabbalah. When you learn Maimonides Chassidus, and they seem to be talking about Sfiris, not about Elamis, not about himself. Chassidus is not trying to bring out the Kabbalah of the Kabbalah. Chassidus is using the Kabbalah to say something that's actually different than what the Kabbalah is saying. It's the Chassidus which is beyond the Kabbalah. And this is, by the way, you know, the Rebbe Rashab said it, so it must be true. We all have emuna pshuta, animayim, emuna shleima. You can actually see this. If you learn Chassidus correctly, you see that Chassidus uses, like I said, pshat, remes, drush, seid, uses all chalki ha-teira. Chassidus uses, like you said before, mishalom, even from the world. The point of every form that Chassidus adapts is it's using a body to reveal a different neshama. And the neshama is always the same. You can say the whole Chassidus in one sentence. Alt is a lakus is alt, conversation over. Go to the third page. Now, what we just did, the first two readings that we just did, and of course you understand that in my head I'm already deciding that I got to put a Shemin reading into this mix. As I'm working with you, I'm also, the curriculum is happening as I'm teaching it to you. It'll be better next year than this year. So far, we have defined Chassidus as one nekuda. Finished. The one nekuda is Elikus is alt, alt is Elikus. It's about to change. Okay, in your third reading, which is page 55 and 56, Chassidus is going to become two points. And in a very general way, in a very basic way, this is going to be the difference between what we're doing in the morning and what we're doing at night. Okay, so I'm reading the third reading. Did you guys get to page 55? Did you get to it? Okay, so you know what I'll do? I'll tell it to you by heart. You'll read it to Mitzvah Hashem, and we'll move forward. This, like I said, this is fluid. This is dynamic. I'm going to try and make this work. But we're doing this together. The Baal Shem Tov lost his father as a five-year-old. That's what it says. It is a story. And you'll read this on your own. You'll read this Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow. Before the Baal Shem Tov's father passed away, his father, his name was Reb Eliezer. His mother's name was Sara. There's actually a Rishima from the previous Rebbe. He writes that when the Baal Shem Tov was born, his father was 100 and his mother was 90, like Avraham and Sara. They never had any children. They were not able to have children biologically. It was a big story with the Baal Shem Tov. So Yohanan never had the Baal Shem Tov's neshama came into this world. So his parents were ancient. They were very, very old. So his father passed away when he was 5, and then after he finished saying Kaddish for his mother, for his father, his mother passed away, and then he became an orphan. And there's a whole long story how he ended up meeting a Tzaddik Nister, who had known his father. He joined the movement of Tzaddikim Nistarim, and then he became a member, and then a leader, and then he became Rabbi Saul Baal Shem Tov. His father was a Gaon, and a Tzaddik, and a Kaddish, like it's described here. He called the Baal Shem Tov over to his bedside. And he told him, a father speaking to a 5-year-old who's about to leave this world. This is the only shot he has. And he has to say something to this kid that the kid's going to be able to understand and be able to remember. He's 5. And he told him 2 sentences. Yisrolik. You should fear nothing and no one except for Hashem himself. Und du dost lieb haben jeden mit die ganze Tiefenisch von dein Nishama. And you should love every Jew with all the depths of your soul. Okay, this is the bold. Look at the bold. If you look at the bottom of 55, Bni, my son, Al tira me'af echad, fear nothing, no one. U'mishum dava be'elam, and nothing in the world. Ki me'akadosh baruch b'vad, only fear the Yebishter. Ahuv, and love, b'chol emek lipcha, with all the depths of your heart. U'b'lav nishmascha, the fire of your soul, call Yehudi every Jew. B'li hevda, without any distinction, mihu, who he is, the eichu, and how he is. So the Rebbe continued. The Fidik Rebbe Zasicha. B'tzavak tzarazu, in this short will, it's 2 lines, Masar ha'av ha'kadosh, the Holy Father gives, l'bnei yechidei ben ha'chomesh, his only son who is 5, es ha'tzeda la'derech l'chol ha'chayim, it's food for life, for his path, for his entire life. How? This will and testament, which the Baal Shem Tov's father gives him, has 2 statements. Shetochna encompasses 2 ideas. Yiras Hashem, fear of God, and Avas Yisrael, love of a fellow Jew. Mahave Eitzel Merinu HaBaal Shem Tov becomes in the world of the Baal Shem Tov as Shnei Luchas Abris, the 2 tablets of his covenant, Eitzachayim and Eitzadath, Shalchaya Vagadeshim Tomit. Because there's 2 points. Okay, now I'm going to use my own words. Achdus Hashem and Avas Yisrael is the whole Chassidus. In other words, in reading 3, 1 becomes 2. We did 2 readings, right? The first reading is the most important. What do we do in the first reading? Chassidus can be said in 6 words. Alt is Alakus is Alt. That's the whole Chassidus. Conversation over. There's nothing more or less to Chassidus than everything is godliness and godliness is everything. The second reading, albeit it's bekitzer, but it makes the point, because chassidus can be said in 6 words, so what are all the volumes of chassidus? What's all the packaging? What's all the words and what's all the avoida? And the answer is, you have to feed chassidus to yourself in a way that it can actually nourish you. That's why you have maimonides chassidus, which are based on psukim, based on gemaras, based on medrashim, based on kabbalah, based on chakira, based on all kinds of things. Chassidus uses every other part of Torah to teach chassidus. What is chassidus? Elokus is also elokus. Conversation over. Having established what chassidus is in a single point, we now split it into 2. Achdus Hashem and Avas Yisrael. All of chassidus is numer uno, there's nothing besides for God, ein ed movave, and numero dos, that everything about chassidus is a Jew. And I told you in my introduction, chassidus changes the center of gravity of Yiddishkeit. Before chassidus, Yiddishkeit made you a Yid. Torah and mitzvahs made you a Yid. After chassidus, because you're a Yid, you have Torah and mitzvahs. Okay, so as I said to you, and we'll continue this mitzvah tomorrow, what's going to sort of happen, and it's all a work in progress, Mitzvah Hashem, is the morning syllabus is going to be dedicated to Achdus Hashem, to the Eibishter. The evening syllabus, certainly in the immediate future, in the near future, is going to be dedicated to Neshama.
These papers for both times, or just tonight?
This is for the night.
Is shir every morning?
There'll be a half an hour shir every morning, a half an hour shir every night. Yeah, same style. What I'm doing here is I'm going to do. Okay?